Simen Kuf Tess Halacha Yud Beis. Ha'oifa, the baker, Yizami Yal Ashkiach, should be very careful to make certain Shaloi Tistak Tiskafel is a matzah, that no matzah should fold over. And that one matzah should not touch the other. For in the place where they touch, and similarly in the place where the matzah is folded, Eina Nefer Mehar does not bake quickly, and becomes chametz. If it did occur, is a matzah, that a matzah became folded or bloated, one must break off and discard that area. And chametz is considered chametz. Rashi Mutaris, the rest of the matzah is mutter. If they nagu zu bazu, but if they touch each other, shemadayin lachleis batanar, while they're still moist in the oven, yeshatar b'di'avad, it's mutter b'di'avad. Matzah nefucha, a bloated matzah, hainu, that is, shenikar, is one which is apparent, sheneschalka matzah b'avya, that the matzah became divided in its thickness. V'acholohu k'may reicha v'agudol, and the hollow opening is a thumb breadth thick. Halacha Yod Gimel. Tzrichel Mazar, one must be careful, shalei hitzu matzah minatana, not to remove the matzah from the oven, kol zman shalei nefas, ksas, as long as it's not partially baked. Ad she'im hayu parsim aysai, at the least the extent that if one were to break it, lo yehayu ke'en chutin nimshachim, there would be no thread-like strands of dough pulling out from it. Kigaylim shir zeh, for before baked to this degree, harehi yadayin kama'isa, it's still considered like dough, kashi chutz, latana, and when it's taken out of the oven, timar lahachim, it becomes chametz very quickly. Ngama marda she'etzu ala, also the shovel upon which such a matzah was removed from the oven, gam ken asur oid lamatzis would be asur for further use for matzis. V'miyash oleda, if it's impossible to know, imhayachutim nimshachim imena oilav, whether it had strands of dough pulling out from it or not, yesh l'hachem r'safik, you should be machmer out of the doubt, ach im karm panel, however, if the surface of the matzah is crusted, yesh l'hakol, you can be makel. Halacha yodalad, rog l'chol yirshamayim, it's proper for every yirshamayim, shehu ba'atzum ayimu mashkiach, to personally attend and oversee, vasiyas vasivas ha-matzah shaloi, in the preparation of the matzah, of his baking of his own matzahs, la'aziram, and to caution the workers, she'yasu b'zuzas b'ashkacha, to work expeditiously and carefully. Kachal yosem, this was a practice, gedol yisrael harishanim, of the great gedol yisrael. V'chein yosem gam v'zmameno, and this is the practice of in our times as well.